Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
It's his third different coaching staff he's played under in college. Now six spring practices under Kurt Cignetti and his new defensive coordinator, Brian Haynes. Here is grad student Jacob Magnum Farrar playing his COVID season this year, moving to a new hybrid position called stud. That's going to give him now more pass rush responsibilities, a little bit different than that inside linebacker spot a year ago. And as he was telling us, it's a different challenge.
I feel like mentally your keys tell you everything, like very fast. Physically, I feel like your leverage and your hand placement is like, is huge, but it's a lot more technical than people think. So I feel like that's one of the biggest adjustments I've been trying to come to terms with. This defense excites me because we have a lot of simulated blitz packages, and we're able to do like a lot of disguises, and it's a really creative defense, I feel like.
That's Jacob Magnum Farrar embracing the hybrid stud position or defensive end. He's put on about 15 extra pounds to help him adapt to the overall physicality of that new position. By the way, the spring game as we move through this month of April coming up on Thursday night, the 18th. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, it was the first big moment of the early season at the Great American Ballpark in the Queen City on Easter Sunday. Down to its final out, back-to-back home runs, Will Benson and Christian Encarnacion Strand. Reds beat the Nationals 6-5. Encarnacion Strand and Benson. Today, in my Jeff Brantley capsule on how each gets better.
I think for Strand, just getting to the big leagues and having some comfortability, and that is going to help him tremendously. I think he has all the tools to be a guy that's a superstar. I think the biggest issue for Will, as it would be for any of the guys that are competing for spots, is consistent. I think for Will especially, because he's such a big guy with tremendous raw power, of being consistent like you would if you're a 6 foot player. I mean, he's 6'6", so there's a lot of stretch that goes on, and there's a lot of movement, and if he can stay consistent with that movement.
Reds radio analyst, the Cowboy Jeff Brantley on Encarnacion Strand and Will Benson. By the way, Benson entering the week this week in Philadelphia hitting .462. Game winner by Christian Encarnacion Strand. Broken 0-for-12 start. Reds are in Philadelphia through Wednesday afternoon. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.